You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
If you want to pronounce this particular word to a T, it may depend what you mean.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
Today, we've got a question from Kelly. Kelly says, someone I was speaking to recently used the phrase to a T. I started to wonder exactly what T is in reference to and couldn't really come up with an explanation. Anne, do you have an explanation?
First, I want to say, Kelly, you are far from alone. A lot of people have wondered what that T refers to, and there have been a lot of different explanations. The expression to a T is first cited in the late 1600s, and it means precisely so, or exactly, or properly. Some of the theories for what the T refers to include a T in golf or curling, a T square used for drafting, crossing of T's in writing, right? Crossing our T's and dotting our I's. We have no evidence that any of those are linked to a T. Some people say maybe it's a well-fitting T-shirt, but doesn't work. T-shirt is a 20th century word. It looks like this is probably a shortening of a word, and that word is probably tittle, which means a dot, such as the dot over an I, or any small part of a letter, or even just the smallest part. So to a T is to the smallest dot, to the most precise part. Now, Rebecca, a question for you. Can you say to the T?
To the T. I think I can, although I do think I'm probably a little more likely to say to a T.
And again, that is more common right now, but to the T is definitely happening. So I will have my eye on that one.
And you did a book event the other night in East Lansing at Hooked Bookstore, and it sounds like you got a good pronunciation question.
I did. I was asked how to pronounce the word spelled H-O-M-A-G-E.
Okay.
I won't make you do it, Rebecca.
This one always gives me pause.
Fair enough. The word is borrowed into English in the 1300s or so from Anglo-Norman. So this is an early French borrowing. And if you go back far enough, there's a meaning about a public acknowledgement of allegiance where a male tenant declares themselves the vassal of the king or the lord.
That is very specific.
We now have two meanings of this word in English. Acknowledgement of reverence or expression of high regard or respect. And this would be the meaning we find in the expression to pay homage. And look at what I did right there. There's one pronunciation, to pay homage. Many standard dictionaries have a second pronunciation here, which is homage. No silent H going on there. Now, Rebecca, as we talk about this, are you getting any sense of how you say this word?
I definitely can't say homage. I have been known to say homage, but I think if I saw this, I'd probably go homage, just because I like to be fancy.
Well, and homage is out there also, and this gets to the second meaning, which is a tribute. For example, a work of art that shows respect for someone by incorporating their style or content. It is an homage. Or an homage, but many dictionaries note that homage is a relatively common pronunciation with this meaning, and there's some chance that it reflects a reborrowing from French, and that's why we have a pronunciation that is closer to the French. So to the folks at Hooked Bookstore, the answer is you have several choices for how to pronounce this word.
Take your pick. Anne, thank you so much for helping us pay homage to language in all its forms.
Enjoy your Sunday, Rebecca.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner language guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.